Good morning, my friends. We are on day six, which is called Never Sent, Never Signed. And this is all about anger. I entitled the chapter Never Sent, Never Signed because Abraham Lincoln, the famous 16th president of the United States, whenever he felt anger, what he did was he sat down, he wrote a letter expressing his feelings, which allowed himself to cool down when he was upset. And then at the bottom of the letter, he would write the words Never Sent, Never Signed. And that's like just a cute little trick, if you will, to help deal with anger. But the question is, what is so destructive about anger? The Rambam says that this is one of the great Maimonides writes that this is one of the traits that even though he proposes in general to follow the middle trait, and what's the middle trait with anger? He says, on one hand, a person should get angry over certain things. So you shouldn't be like a kamais, like a dead person, like you have no integrity, nothing bothers you. On the other hand, you shouldn't go to the other extreme. And just like anything angers you, you should try to be in the middle. Just to get angry over certain things that are worthy of being angry. But on the other hand, the Rambam elsewhere seems to contradict this and says, no, that if a person is experiencing anger, he should go to the other extreme and never get angry over anything. So which is it? Seems like a little of a stereo, like a contradiction in the writings of Maimonides. And the answer suggested by some is that one should endeavor to never feel anger internally, but to display it externally. Because you need to do that when you're a parent or a teacher. For example, if a student or a child acts inappropriately and the teacher or the parent doesn't appear to be upset, the child then may mistake the parent's, lack of reaction as some sort of license to repeat the bad behavior. So therefore, the Rambam recommends that the parent or the teacher display anger but never feel it internally. Now, why is it so awful to feel it internally? And I wanted to share some other beautiful sources that are not in the chapter that go to the very, very heart of this. So the Gemara in Pesachim, the Talmud in 66b in Pesachim famously teaches in the name of Reish Lakish, Kol Adam Shekoes, any person who gets angry, Im Chacham Hu, if he's wise, Chachmato Mistaleket Mimeno, he loses his wisdom, Im Navi Hu, if he's a prophet, Nevuato Mistaleket Mimeno, he loses his prophecy. You lose the special humanity that you have, whether it's Chachma, whether it's Nevuah, whether it's wisdom, whether it's prophecy. And the Gemara tells us elsewhere that a person who gets angry and literally loses control, it's as though they're worshiping idols. Now, what does that have to do with worshiping idols? The Gemara actually says in Shabbos 105b that one who tears his garments in rage, smashes his vessels in rage, or scatters, throws around his money, we regard him as somebody who's actually Oved Avodah Zarah. Now, why is it Oved Avodah Zarah? Why is it that this person is compared to worshiping idols? I mean, getting angry is bad, but like worshiping idols, what does that have to do with anything? So the Bala Tanya, the great Hasidic master, Shner Zalman Leviadi, says something very interesting. He says, Lefisha be'et ka'aso, because when a person in that moment of anger, nistalka mimenu amuna, at that moment, his faith in God leaves him. Ki ilu hayam mamin, shime'et Hashem hayta zot lo, because if the person really believed that that thing that's angering him, whatever it was, maybe he was insulted by a friend or some terrible circumstance happened at work, whatever it is that's setting you off, at that moment, if you really believed that that was from God, lo hayta bekas klal, you wouldn't have gotten angry at all. If you take a moment and think and say, hey, maybe this is part of the plan, then maybe I wouldn't get so angry because I would realize that this is something I have to learn to overcome. This is something that is a challenge, which is meant it to develop me in some kind of way or in another kind of way. But once we just get angry, it's like we're kind of implying that this is not a part of God's plan. If, oh, this went wrong, this was not supposed to happen. Well, it did happen. And if it did happen, then by definition, it's part of Hashem's plan. And by getting angry, it's only of an implication that what happened is just a random thing that wasn't supposed to be. Someone made a stupid comment, somebody did something to really upset and anger me, I'm going to fly off the handle now because I don't really see it as being part of Hashem's plan. So it's sort of a lack of emunah. So what we want to try to do at that point is take a step back. And I said this in the chapter also, take a few moments and breathe before reacting. If you want to say something to another person before you press send or text someone in a fit of anger, take a minute, think about it. Why is this happening? Maybe this is a test. Maybe this is part of Hashem's plan that I have to somehow learn how to deal with this other kind of difficult individual in my life. Then you're bringing Hashem into that moment. And when you're bringing Hashem into the moment, it's going to calm us down. The truth is, we all have our moments. And this is the most important thing, is really to be able to be in control as much as possible. Get it off your chest. Very important not to simply feel the anger and not express it, but do it like Abraham Lincoln did. Write it down, but don't send it. Or wait a few moments before sending it and look at it, or have a friend look at it. I've done that a few times, and say, hey, is this appropriate? Because I don't want this to come across in the wrong way. And just remember that the great sage, the Chafetz Chaim, related that he had anger issues. Rav Nachman of Breslov, the great Hasidic master, also said that he worked his entire life on anger until he merited to get to a place where almost nothing angered him. This is not an easy thing. It's a difficult thing, but if we can get control and remember that everything that happens, happens for a reason. And if we can put that into the back of our minds or into the forefront, we'll be able to deal with it so much better.